Drive On Live, brought to you by Galileo Maritime Academy Phuket, in partnership with Class Act Media, promoting safe marine operation practices across Phuket.
Bringing back everything. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a very, very, very happy Friday from us all here at Class Act Media and also now Image Asia and also Live 89.5 and also Phuket News TV and the Phuket News. Brand new edition out and available right now. You can grab it off the stands in the newspaper stands. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce to the airways of Phuket my great buddy, Dennis McDougall. How you doing, Dennis?
Really well. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is brilliant. Me and Dennis, when did we meet?
We were 11.
11 years old. It's a little while ago.
Yeah, a few months.
A little while ago. I consider it a meeting when I just kind of wanted to annoy you for some reason, and we ended up having a bit of a battle.
Sword fight.
Sores. We were in woodworking at the time.
Got a clip round the ear hole from the teacher as well.
Yeah, grabbed a mallet and a saw and we were clashing away, and then the teacher gripped our sideburns, really hurt. And I got a little telling off, and we were best mates ever since, weren't we?
Yes, it's been 30-odd years.
So brilliant. You're over visiting because your beautiful wife, Josephine.
Yes, my beautiful wife surprised me on our anniversary with a ticket to come and see my best mate here in Phuket.
Absolutely amazing.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Joe. If you're listening, she might not be missing.
Hi, Joe.
She might be making pizzas.
Yeah, pizza night, Friday night, every night.
And who will be eating the pizzas, Dennis?
Macy and Beau.
Oh,
my beautiful daughters.
You've got two daughters, man. That's mad. That's crazy. Yeah. From that little sore fight in the Woodwards at Balshaws High School to two kids and now living in Australia.
Yeah.
And give us a little background of what you do in Australia, because it's been this for a while, hasn't it?
I worked in commercial radio for 15 years. Worked for the Austereo Network, now Southern Cross Austereo. So I work with some of the bigger names in Australian radio, Hamish and Andy out there.
Boom! Huge.
Who else? Whipper, who's now on Nova in Sydney Breakfast. There's a lot of people.
A bunch of voices out there that you got to see real because you were like kind of in the sort of like the promotion, I was
a content producer, so help produce the shows.
Fantastic. Yeah. Making the magic happen,
staying away from the microphone, and I can't believe you've got me in here talking.
Yeah! That's brilliant. So you were like, actually, it's something that we don't have, that's an alien concept here. We just kind of come in and just make up our own stuff. But like, it must be amazing, because like, sizes of teams in an Australian radio, from what I've gathered now, I've got a lot of Australian friends here who will know those stations, won't they, if they come from Australia?
Yeah, they will know the stations, yeah.
And so it's like, obviously, the size of teams there, it's big, but it's huge, isn't it?
It's big, but I mean, like any media across the world now, it's been getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, you've got some drive shows that are syndicated across the country, which is weird when you've got three time zones, and you know, the show's finished in Sydney, but it's only just started in Perth. So it's, you know, Facebook and Google, they're taking ad dollars off every sort of traditional media, so there is a bit of a squeeze, but they still produce really good content.
And it's for me, it's like a magic little box, the radio, because it's free.
It's free. It's such an intimate thing for me. I love radio. It's probably the best medium out there. I mean, we're probably now talking to some guy that's just out the back, sat by himself, just enjoying the warm weather, you know. And it's just me, you, and him.
Yeah, that's it. And we're having a chat. And hello, and I hope you are enjoying the warm weather, that man that we're talking to
hello.
Right now. All right, mate. You're all right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. And this is the amazing thing as well. Like you said as well, the beauty of live radio, because we here on Live 89.5, we try and be as live as possible, as much as possible. Yeah. But it is quite difficult at times. It's like kind of a modern format is to syndicate shows and throw them around, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It's cost cutting. That's how they make their money, because they need to be able to pay staff, and they need to be able to run a radio station. So if that just means syndicating a good show, and they're always good shows, that's what they'll do.
Maybe I'll go cyborg one day and be just a voice in a
computer
system.
Jason, you're broadcasting across the whole planet right now.
I know, it's great. I love it. Well, I love being live as much as possible because it is an honour, a privilege and a pleasure to be the voice on any radio station. And I love it right here. I've been here since the start and it's been fantastic. And another buzz that I got, and talking about interactive radio of the live source, is that you used to call me up and message me, because what would you be doing in Australia?
Normally making pizzas on a Friday afternoon with the kids or something.
But like tuning in, yeah?
Tune in almost every day at one point. But obviously as the kids got older, more demands on my time just restricted my ability to do that sort of thing. But whenever I can, I will tune in to Phuket Live.
And that's brilliant, because it's like, it's lovely, because I buzzed off that, because I was like there, because obviously I haven't met the kids in person yet. We had a nice video call last night. Yeah. That was really sweet. That was really nice. Great to see your rooms, guys.
They're very excited.
Yeah, very excited, and it was really cool. And it was a real buzz for me to like have one of my oldest mates, to be there in another country. So we're both living in different countries, and you're tuning in to a radio station and sending me messages so I could send messages and talk about it on the radio with the kids. And that was just, that's dream come true. That's just so perfect, so fantastic. Right, okay, Dennis, I want to do Zen in 10 with you. You ready?
No, go.
Right, okay, Zen in 10. 10 questions to find out a little bit of weirdness about Dennis McDougall. Favourite song and why?
I don't really have a favourite song. I have lots and lots of favourite songs. I couldn't pick. It's like picking which is my favourite child.
For a weird one with you and Joe, this old heart of man, da 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 da. Do you remember I walked in and caught you doing something very strange?
Yeah.
Question two, most annoying type of music?
That really heavy metal stuff where they go...
The death metal.
Yeah, that's just, I don't get it.
Screaming. It's like a horror movie and musical.
I know some people love it, and I'm not criticizing your choices, but I just don't care.
It's very strange. I'm going to say this is off the Zen in 10, but favorite type of music that we connected big time on back in the day?
Oh, it'd be house music.
House music. And what about the step
drum and bass?
Junglist!
He's an owl.
Whittlemassive, connect, you know.
Cheltenham Massive, Frio Massive.
Favourite act, yeah. Whittlemassive, Frio Massive, Cheltenham Massive, back in Nam. Favourite actor or character in a movie?
I really like the robot in Big Hero 6.
Okay, fair enough. I have no idea what that means, but we'll carry on. If you could be any other animal, what would you be?
Any other animal? A cheetah, because I was really fast at running when I was a child.
You were, and we wrecked that for you.
I'm really fat now.
You chose friendship over a running career. You could have given Usain Bolt.
It was a sacrifice worth making, I reckon.
Yeah, you were good, man. Best thing you've ever done?
A family. Yeah. Without a doubt. My wife and kids are just, they're everything.
And not just because they might be listening or they are going to hear this. He has been going on about you guys. He loves you to bits, so he's been missing you. And he's setting off pretty much after this. We're going to head up to the airport. Right, favourite type of food?
Steak and kidney pudding, mushy peas, chips and gravy.
Yes, boom,
like
there
a show in the house,
all in one big bit of paper. Swimming and soggy. If you woke up tomorrow morning, you had a superpower for one full day, what would it be?
The time travel. I reckon that'd be cool.
Oh, we could nip back and have some nights out in Monroe's again.
Yeah, it'd be great. There's loads of stuff you could do.
That's a good one. Right, yeah, just make sure you let me jump in it every now and again as well. Bieber or One Direction? If you had to listen to one of them forever,
no.
What would the girls say?
They'd probably say Bieber, I think, but
fair enough. Don't put too much thought into it, Dennis.
You're not going to have to.
It's not a real situation.
Yeah, so
right, mate. Okay, Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Okay, cool. The thing you would most like to achieve in life?
To be happy.
Oh, nice.
And I am.
You're doing pretty well. I mean, you're pretty grumpy a lot of times. Everyone has a bit of grump, don't they?
They do.
Well, there you go. And something you would like to see change in the world?
More kindness. People need to be more kind to each other.
Yeah, top of the list. Brilliant. Dennis, thank you. You Zen in 10.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What's been your favourite bit about being here on the island?
The people are beautiful here in Phuket. Phuket town is a beautiful town. I love the architecture. It's my first time here, and I'll be back, and I'll be bringing the clan.
Brilliant. Well, on behalf of myself and DJ Ladder Superbest, we've absolutely loved having you here. There was a big buzz before you came here, mate. I love you to pieces.
Love
it's
you too,
so man. Good, brother. And may this happen again at some later day in time, whatever radio station it might be. It might be on your side that time. You can drag me in. But Dennis McDougall, you go and have a great time. That was Dennis here on Live 89.5.
Drive On Live, brought to you by Galileo Maritime Academy Phuket, Superyacht Training School. Get in touch to learn how to start your superyacht career.